AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today, President-elect Catherine Connolly will be inaugurated as the 10th President of Ireland. And I am joined now by Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, for more on this. Sean, let's talk a little bit about the formal ceremony. And many people won't remember Michael D. Higgins because it's quite long ago. How does this day play out?
Yeah, and like a lot of people, I think if they're thinking of these things, the first memory probably goes to 1990, and Mary Robinson is the one that's really caught the imagination of people down throughout the history. So how it'll play out, you've got the situation where now Catherine Connolly and her husband would have stayed in Farmley overnight. We're in that rare 12 hours every 7 years where we are presidentless. We have no president. Michael D. Higgins' term ended at midnight and he vacated the Oris. She'll be driven by car from Farmley over to Dublin Castle, where various dignitaries, including the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and many ministers as well, and some invited guests who we'll see from her later, which will, I suppose, set a tone for her presidency. Who she's chosen to invite to this will be gathered. All of the presidents to date, all 10 of them, or 9 as it is now, Catherine Connolly will be the 10th, have been inaugurated in St. Patrick's Hall in Dublin Castle. And quite a long ceremony, Kira. It's kind of a 2-hour long ceremony. There's various different music being played. There's actually 11 different religious groups invited to this to all say a prayer or a reflection from, you know, Catholic, Protestant, Methodist, humanist, Islamic centre. And interestingly as well, for given it's Catherine Connolly, I suppose, the Jewish community in Ireland as well have been invited to this to give their sort of blessing.
They could
to
hardly,
presidency.
With respect, be excluded if you, that would be an out-and-out scandal if Jewish people were excluded from this ceremony.
Absolutely not. And they were invited in 2018 as well. But given how vocal she's been, I suppose, on the issue of Israel and Gaza, it is interesting that is happening. And that's where we'll get into, I suppose, the first tones of her presidency too, we're going to learn today. So after all of those prayers and everything, Donal O'Donnell, the Chief Justice, he's going to ask her to take the oath of office, Oscailge, as every other president has done. And then she is officially sworn in. She is the next Uachtaráin na hÉireann. There'll be a speech by the Taoiseach and then a speech by Catherine Connolly. And she'll set out her vision. We know there'll be an awful lot Oscailge because she said she wants to make Irish the working language of the Oras. And we'll get a good idea of, you know, maybe what you're going to be talking about in the 8 hour. What kind of a president is she going to be? What's she going to prioritise?
And Sean, you mentioned the Taoiseach, you mentioned some of the religious groups that will be up. Who else will be in attendance? Are there other heads of state or is it just a solely Irish affair?
No, a solely Irish affair. It's kind of unusual when you compare it to some other inaugurations. And we might be more familiar, I suppose, with the US ones. And this one in particular, Donald Trump's most recent one being an outlier where he did make it an international affair. But no, this is really quite an Irish day. You will have various ministers there. There'll be former Taoiseach, former presidents. I think it's the first time that 3 former presidents will be at one of these inauguration ceremonies, and Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, and of course, Michael D. Higgins. And then very much sort of an insular affair, kind of low key when you compare it with other, if you compare it to, say, the royals in the UK or anywhere else. After the ceremony, after she's sworn in, then there will be the drive, a ceremonial drive to Oras an Uachtaráin. And in the past, obviously, we've seen people line Dame Street and other parts of the city to watch that. I think the weather might interfere slightly with that today, where she'll have then a lunch in the Oras before a state reception back in Dublin Castle again tonight.
All right. So lots going on throughout the day. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Sean Defoe's News Talk's political correspondent there. And we will be bringing you, of course, I suppose, news from the inauguration throughout the day here on the station.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.